Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A few years ago, when planet Jupiter took a hit by a comet which left a crater larger than our own planet, people began to wonder, could the same thing happen to planet Earth right here? Others, though more pragmatic, said, hey, forget Jupiter. I'm getting direct hits right now that makes the chances of getting swept into space by a stray comet seem like nothing. They say, my marriage has taken a hit. My health has taken a hit. My job is about to play out on me, and I don't know how I can feed my family. Forget the comet from outer space. It's space in which I live which has gotten dangerous. Our space is crowded by disasters just waiting to happen. So how do you get through the problem which faces you right now, today? Having never been at the bottom of a 100-foot well, I can't tell you this with certainty. But I've heard that someone at the bottom of a well can actually see stars in the daytime. But I do know one thing for sure. If I were at the bottom of a well, I wouldn't be interested in astronomy. I'd be more concerned with getting out of that well. You know, we tend to think of space as something way out there, when our problems are personal, up close, right here sort of things. The challenges we go to bed with and get up with and wrestle with in the long night hours, they're the things that cause our hearts to cry out, God, where are you when I need your help? Scores of individuals can say, my life was in shambles, and I called out to God. He touched my life, and he met me at the point of my pain. But some say, maybe that works for them, but I don't know if it will work for me. For centuries, people thought that way. Then a baby was born in Bethlehem. It was no ordinary birth and no ordinary child. In his youth, he astonished the learned intellectuals of his day. He did what no other one has ever done, as he healed the sick with a word and commanded evil spirits to depart. He brought healing and joy wherever he went. Eventually, he upset the religious status quo, and he was crucified just as the prophets of old had foretold. But death could not keep him. He rose again the third day, and it was this act, without precedent or repetition, that sets him aside from all others who have ever lived. Jesus Christ was the link between a loving, almighty God and the pain and the need of my personal life. What he did validates everything that the writers of this grand and glorious book, the Bible, say about my pain and my need in relationship to God. The bottom line, simply put, is that what happens to you is of concern to God. And you have two choices. One, you can struggle with your own life, which inevitably will end in failure. Or two, surrender your heart to him who loves you and can put the broken pieces back together again. No matter what kind of a hit you've taken, there is help and there is hope. He still says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. There is refuge and shelter in the Almighty. It is the only solution to some of the unplanned and unexpected challenges of life, the ones we never thought about. 3,000 years ago, the psalmist wrote, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. It is still true today, friend. He is your refuge and strength. Flee to him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.